Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Gabriel.
And I'm Gunnar.
And we're in Canada.
Yeah, we're here.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually staring at each other this time. And sorry if the audio is a bit wonky, but we're all recording on one mic.
Just one microphone.
Yes.
So, boys, how do we feel about Canada?
It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's Canada.
Yeah, so we were told, because we stopped in Detroit, and we were told by Google that it was only going to be 4.5 hours to get here, but we were on the road from 10 a.m. to about 6 p.m., so we just worked a shift to get here, and it was one of the most stressful drives I've ever done in my entire life.
I was also told that you can have crap in Detroit, and you know who had crap in Detroit? Us.
Yeah, we had
more crap in Detroit than we did in, like, most of Canada.
Yeah, we were told, my dad goes up to Detroit a lot for work, and we were told of a good neighborhood to go to, so we just stayed in a good neighborhood, and I was completely fine with it. There was nothing wrong with that area.
So you probably hear glasses clinking, and you're like, what the heck's going on? Why are all these glasses clinking?
Don't worry, I'll cheers you.
Anyways, well, the legal age of drinking here in Canada is 19.
In Ontario, I think.
In
Alberta.
Ontario.
In Alberta and I think two other provinces, it's 18. Yeah.
So we decided to test the waters out a little bit. And we had went to the local grocery store, and I tried to purchase alcohol. And they're like, "Do you have an ID?" I was like, "Of course I have an ID.
I've been waiting for this moment."
And then they said, "No, that's not a valid ID." I showed him my driver's license. Then we went back, got my passport, went back to the store, and that was a valid ID. So now we are here sipping on rosé wine.
Yeah,
except me. I'm drinking a Coke.
Except
Roger is not too big fan of alcohol, and we absolutely made sure with Dylan it was okay. We did not want to make him feel left out at all. And you don't feel left out, do you?
I don't feel left out. No, I'm perfectly fine. I agree to it like months in advance.
So, one of the most odd parts of this so far is just looking at you guys when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, because we've never done this before.
Yeah, we're all leaning over a table talking straight into this little Yeti Nano that I have.
I mean, I like it. It feels a little bit more intimate.
Drinking rosé around each other.
Yeah, things are going to get frisky. But completely professional still.
So, disclaimer, I know we mentioned in the last podcast, and Gunnar intelligently guessed that we were going to be talking about height. This podcast, we will not be talking about height. Since we're in Canada, we figured we'd just kind of dedicate the episode to talking about Canada and our experience getting here. That's the plan.
So, I want to talk about how extremely gorgeous Toronto is. That's where we decided to go. We drove through. Okay, so first of all, the stereotypes about Canadians being polite are true for the most part so far outside of Toronto. But I'm not going to hold that against Canada because Toronto is a big city. But like we stopped at the Tim Hortons in some random little town on the way here, and somebody called from across the parking lot being like, "Hey, do you guys want your picture taken? Welcome to Canada." Because I think they saw that we had an Indiana plate, and we were like, "No thanks, we're good, thank you though." They were literally like they were in line at Tim Hortons, because of course that's the first place we stopped, and they were like next in line, and they're like, "We can take your picture." "We can take your picture." And we decided not to.
This was my first time ever having Tim Hortons, and I gotta say, it was really tasty.
Yeah, and there are Tim Hortons in the States, contrary to popular belief, but they kind of suck compared to Canadian ones. Canadian ones, the menu is a lot bigger, and the drinks are literally just better. There's a better selection, a lot more food here. It was like a really good experience.
Yeah, it was a really good experience. It was also my first time having Tim Hortons as well, and I think Ben and I got different things, because you both got, like, breakfast things, and we both got, like, lunch things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a French vanilla latte, and it was delicious. It was very sweet. I'm a sweet coffee person. And then I literally, this is the first time I've ever done this in a coffee place, but I got another coffee this time around. Do you guys remember what I got?
It was caramel.
Caramel, yeah. I got caramel, and... yeah, it was delicious. I loved it, and I would go back.
And I got myself a ham and cheddar with a strawberry watermelon quencher.
Oh,
it's a pretty, very atypical for Tim Hortons, but it was still pretty good.
Yeah, I just got they have like the roasted hazelnut latte. I just got one of those, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
So I Canadians, you got some gold on your hands. I don't know why. I've heard that Tim Hortons is actually failing in the United States, but I think it's just because it's a different restaurant.
And also, there's only like three of them.
There's one in Fort Wayne, and that's the one I went to. But yeah, absolutely better in Canada.
Yeah, 100%. I cannot wait to go back to Tim Hortons.
Yeah, I'm excited. We actually got some Tim Hortons ground coffee to have in the morning.
maple flavor.
Yeah, maple flavor, of course. But so, do we have a Jeremy story today?
I do have a Jeremy story.
Oh,
lay it on us, Dylan.
Alrighty. So, this Jeremy story, this occurred before Jeremy had, you know, passed on to the other realm.
Yeah.
And
of course.
Why has Jeremy died canonically in every episode?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, because we were all there for the accident.
Yeah. The spaghetti accident.
The spaghetti accident.
And we were all there for the live stream as well.
Yeah. GoFundMe.
$50 Twitch, yeah. 3 Prime subs, you know.
Yeah. And the what are the odds in the casket?
So I think,
how can you forget?
Honestly, I think Jeremy's death was worth it. So, I mean, but... Go ahead. But
yeah, anyway, before Jeremy's passing back for the incident, Jeremy and I partook in a high school talent show that was being hosted by a semi-popular actor named Peter Spellos. He runs an improv crew back at Indy. But the point being is that...
Oh.
Water break!
Anyway, where I left off. There was this talent show that was being ran at our local school by Mr. Peter Spellos, and Jeremy and I wanted to be a part of it. So we decided that, you know, since we don't want to do, like, something, like, too off the chains or whatever, let's do something that's more theatrical, something that's more finer. And we thought the best way to do that was by doing a clown act. For those of you who don't know what clown acts are or what clowning is, it's pretty much kind of like miming, but it involves the use of, like, props and stuff like that, instead of miming, where you have to literally do everything through imagination.
It was second nature for Dylan and Jeremy.
Yeah. So, we did this clowning act, and the whole show, we had I still remember how the show setup went. We went out there, and the first bit was Jeremy acting like my shadow as I was walking around getting on stage. Then the second bit was us acting like our hands were glued together and we couldn't get, or no, our hands were magnetic and we couldn't pull them apart. And then the third act was probably the funniest, was me trying to learn how to ride a unicycle. And so pretty much how that went was I would try to get on the unicycle. I would, you know, start to move and then I'd fall off and hit, like, slam my face on the floor. I try to do it again with more support from Jeremy. Fall flat on the floor. I get really mad, and then Jeremy, you know, in his clown postures and movements, is like, oh, let me show you how it's done. And he does it with ease. Crowd laughs, I do my bow, and we leave.
How long was the show in total?
Like the whole talent show or just our bit?
I think just your bit.
Just your bit.
I honestly cannot remember. I don't remember it being too long, so I'll say like maybe 10 minutes.
That's what I was thinking too, probably.
I was thinking 10, 15 minutes when I went to see it.
Yeah.
I wish you could have seen that. I think I was working that day.
It was a lot of fun. It was really great. We didn't get anything out of it. We didn't, like, win any prizes or whatever. It was just for the entertainment of the masses. But, yeah, that's probably one of my fondest Jeremy moments is us acting together.
Yeah.
Gabe, Gunner, were you guys both there to see that?
I was working.
I was there.
Okay.
I was there with my ex-girlfriend.
I see.
Well, thank you, Dylan, for the Jeremy update.
Absolutely.
It's nice knowing him now that he's, you know, in the other left afterlife now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to bring up the memories. But yeah, so we are in Canada.
Yeah, we are still definitely in Canada.
Nothing has changed.
We aren't too experienced on the Canadian ways yet because we are, this is our first day here. We literally got here at like 5:30 and it's now 10:12. So,
I think I've started mastering the accent. You guys ready to hear?
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oi, I'm in Canada, mate.
Oh.
Yeah, go say this to the next person you see and see how they react.
Yeah. Well, they're also nice up here. I think they give me some critiques and give me some positive feedback.
Yeah, of course.
Because every single person in Canada is nice.
Yep, that's the stereotype.
It's totally what we've seen in the past 4.5 hours of being here.
Yes.
How many times have you been honked at on the road?
I've only been honked at once.
You've honked at someone, actually.
That was in Detroit.
No,
of course it was.
Yeah. I was
only in Detroit.
Only in Detroit. But every time that I've almost been in an accident, it's because somebody pulled out in front of me, and that was in Detroit and Toronto. People are wilding in Toronto, man. They're
I know a thing that was kind of nerve wracking for us. Actually, crossing the border into Canada.
We thought we were gonna forget a document. We thought they were gonna ask us for all of our personal history. We thought, oh. And then we get to the border. We're waiting in line for over half an hour, just letting the anticipation build. And we get up there, and they're like, "Okay, passports." And I hand them my passport and like all of our passports and my driver's license. She immediately gives me my driver's license back, and then she just kind of puts some information in from each of our passports. Says, "Where you going? Why you here? Blah 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 blah. Got any guns in the car? Got any alcohol in the car? Got any cannabis in the car?" We say, "No." Okay, you're good to go. So easy. So that was a big weight off of our shoulders, I think.
Yeah, it really was. Mm-hmm. It was like scary because we were sitting in line and just watching cars go through, and some cars were taking a very long time.
Yes.
Of course, we were in the one lane that was moving like
the slowest.
Yeah. Water break.
So yeah, we were in the slowest moving lane, like all the other lanes around us.
There were cars that were taking by themselves around 10 minutes, but once we got past the border, my service immediately shut off.
Oh yeah, all of our service, but I think like besides Gunners.
Yeah, I have Visible by Verizon, and it's like a budget plan, because I was like, oh, it seems like a good deal, unlimited 5G, blah, 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 blah. Well, there's a reason that it's so budget, because you can literally only use it in the continental U.S. and maybe Alaska and Hawaii. So maybe just the U.S. in general. And I just immediately lost service and lost GPS, lost music, lost everything. I can't text when I'm away from the Airbnb. I can't look anything up online unless I'm tied to somebody's hotspot. It sucks.
Meanwhile, my service was golden, and T-Mobile even sent me a text saying, "You're all good."
Yeah.
But I know you must be envious, but I say
I'm not envious of having T-Mobile. I don't want T-Mobile.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
The only time T-Mobile's been
good. The only time.
I meant you're not envious of the fact of T-Mobile, mm-hmm. of the fact that
your service
sucked. But and it's easy for me to look on the bright side because I'm the one on the benefited side here. But at least one of us has service.
Yeah, very true.
We're not getting lost.
I ended up getting service because I just ended up having to turn on roaming. And I consulted with, the people, my parents who I'm on their plan with, and they're fine. But it's definitely a big hit on us not having all of us be able to access the internet so easily.
And it's weird.
It's very weird.
It's a total shock.
It's definitely completely different here from how it is in the U.S. Obviously, I think we were all I know you already talked about it, Gabe, but it was very nerve wracking actually starting to drive in Canada.
They have a few. Okay, so honestly, it's more different to drive in Michigan than it is in Canada. Canada's pretty easy.
Enough, yeah.
Michigan with their Michigan lefts, that was stressful at some points. The traffic in Canada is a lot worse than it ever was in Detroit. but that's to be expected with Toronto. It's like the size of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, we got in two consecutive traffic jams, one that lasted around 10 minutes and one that lasted around 40 or 50 minutes.
Yeah, it was a long one.
Yeah, and that was around 2.5 hours into our journey, so...
And like, the funny thing, too, is that these traffic jams didn't even happen, like, in the middle of rush hour. These were, like, 3 p.m. traffic jams. 3 p.m. maybe? No, yeah, 3 p.m.
Yeah, 2:30-ish.
2:30, 3 p.m., whatever.
And just to think, in those traffic jams, we were still 2 hours away. And it got to the point where Apple Maps was literally counting up as we were in the traffic jam. Like, before we even got to the traffic jam, it was counting up on time. The further we got into Canada, the more time we had before we were at our Airbnb. But what segment should we do next, boys?
Let's talk about how cute we look.
We're all very sweaty.
That's one thing. I guess another thing we have to do different here in Canada is we're having to walk a lot more.
Yes, which is good. I don't want to drive everywhere.
I don't mind either because, you know, like Gabe mentioned before, driving is kind of nerve-wracking, especially in the middle of Toronto. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely very nice. I think it was a bit nerve-wracking at first also, like, starting to walk around and, like, get used to it. I've become more adapted to my surroundings already.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of y'all.
I usually take to a new area pretty well, quickly, so I've already kind of know my way around.
Our second tip to your grocery store was completely by memorization.
Yeah, we just walked there. Granted, we're a 13-minute walk away from a grocery store, but still...
I don't know about you guys, but it kind of made me feel like I was on campus again, and I had to navigate all of my own and walk my legs. So.
Yeah, except it's a much bigger melting pot here in this part. We're in should we say what part we're in? No, yeah, we can, because it's not going to come out until we leave. We're in East York, which is a big, big melting pot of people, and it's been a kind of a little bit of a culture shock just because it's a different country, and I'm a big fan of it so far. I love the melting pot. I love seeing all the different kind of people here. But yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely quite different from the U.S.
Water break! Yeah, I agree, Dylan. it's definitely strange. We're going to need to figure out the public transport situation.
Yeah.
So, for one, we can save gas. Two, so Gabe doesn't have to deal with the traffic because he's been our driver for this trip.
Parking is what I'm working on.
This might be a bit off topic, but gas here is astronomically worse.
Which I expected. I got us to get gas in Port Huron right before we crossed the border.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best decisions we've made on this trip so far because it's about...
$7 a gallon.
$6.5
a gallon.
Here, yeah.
Conversion. You know, it's only 2-something a liter. But,
but there's like 3 liters in a gallon, roughly. And anyways, it adds up fast. So it's a lot.
And speaking of liters, how do we all feel about the big shift in all these different metrics that we have to use now, liters, Celsius.
Well, luckily, Charlie, the 2012 Taurus has kilometers an hour as well on the gauges. So,
I think most newer, like my 2006 Equinox had kilometers per hour on it. So
it's been a little bit different because it's like, I feel like generally speeds here are slower than they are in the United States.
Okay.
Like the highest I saw was 110 kilometers an hour, which I think is just about 70.
I think it's 70, 75-ish.
Yeah, and I just matched the flow of traffic. So there were times where they wanted us to go 80 kilometers an hour, and we were going around 100, 110, just because I wanted to match the flow of traffic. I didn't want to be the slowpoke.
110 kilometers an hour, not miles per hour.
Yeah, I was.
You were flying down the
Canadian highways. We really wanted to get here, no. But people so far outside of Toronto have been super nice. In Toronto, they've been just about the same as the United States, I'd say.
Yeah.
Which is funny because this is a big city. So it's, I'd say a little bit nicer overall. I kind of changed my opinion on that.
One thing that's really cool about being in Toronto is how, and you mentioned this a couple of times, how big of a melting pot it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally, there is, it is... Yeah, and this is coming from, you know, four white guys, but like, yeah. we are the minority there here. Yeah. And I think it's really cool.
At least in the area that we're at.
Yeah, in this specific neighborhood.
Right.
For context, the neighborhood and area we're in has a huge concentration of Asian people.
Southeast Asian.
Right. So there's a lot of
like, a lot of the stores near us are in, I don't know the language.
I couldn't even tell you the language.
Yeah. But,
it's insane.
But it is so cool. It is very cool. It feels like we are, it's a culture shock.
Which, it's so funny because that's the most touristy thing we could say. But other than something like Chicago or New York City, or LA maybe, you don't see that in our area in the United States.
Yeah.
I
will say it was a bit different for me because I previously had been to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and that was a huge culture shock for me because obviously, family of white people in a predominantly Mexican. Well, it's Mexico, so
predominantly Mexican.
the neighborhood you were staying in, at least.
Yeah,
it was definitely different, but. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely like still a huge culture shock here, even though it just being Toronto. And
yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, I think we can all agree that it was a very, very different experience, and it definitely makes us rethink how we, you know, everything we think about society. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Anyways, it was such a cool experience. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see what other things we can try.
Because we still have like a pretty much realistically like a full week to keep exploring the city and keep doing different things.
It'll be a fun time.
Yeah. I think that's all I have to say about Canada, at least right now.
Right.
This episode's going to be a little bit less structured than our other ones just because we're literally just kind of talking. But yeah. So what is another little segment we want to do?
Well, I'm ready for my pharmacy drug facts.
Yes,
drug facts.
All right, so this is a little medicine we call Rogam. And you guys may not recognize it, but let me preface things by starting off with there is this issue during fetus development, where the mother's R antibodies can actually attack the baby's R antibodies. Anyways, it's a huge thing. Anyway, and if that happens, then the child will unfortunately not make it.
Oh.
And there will be miscarriage. But this can be prevented through a little drug we call Rogam. And it basically inactivates the mom from producing Rh antibodies, so it can't attack the baby's Rh antibodies, and that is how you can safely proceed with the pregnancy. So
cool.
I thought it was pretty cool. Not something that's generally carried in pharmacies. I think they deal with that in the. I've never seen it in the retail pharmacy setting.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be in there. I think it's more in the hospital setting, but I thought it was pretty cool. So.
Mm-hmm. That definitely is really, really cool. Something that I obviously would not know if I was just a normal Joe, you know?
Yeah. So this would be a big fear. I like to think back to, like, let's say 100 years ago to, you know, there would be this fear of a mother, you know, not knowing if a baby would make it because of the, you know, purely because antibodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's one thing that we can let go of now.
Yeah. We can prevent it now.
We can prevent it. So I thought that was really cool.
One of the nice things about modern medicine.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Gunnar, for the drug fact.
Yes.
One of my favorite parts of our podcast every time.
Absolutely.
We actually got some drug facts on the way up here. We kept asking for a few drug, especially during the mini times we had to stop due to traffic, we asked for some drug facts.
Mm. I was getting ready to do a drug A through Z, and you know I could.
Yeah, we played some road trip games for context. We did A through Z for a lot of things where we tried to name something of a category,
like,
A through Z.
I think only two of the A through Z games we did actually ended well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without us like giving up like at E.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it made us think, that's for sure.
Yep. It definitely, I mean, it killed time.
It got my mind off the road, for better or for worse. So, no, I'm kidding. it just helped pass the time.
Yeah.
Are you boys ready for a car fact of the day?
No. I am.
This,
oh.
Dylan?
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, bye,
well,
Dylan.
Well, this is a Canadian car fact and a micro fact. So, in Canada, there aren't too many specifically Canadian cars on the market, but there is one that Honda and Acura made, Honda owns Acura, called the Acura CSX. And it is literally Acura's version of the Honda Civic. It's on the same platform, looks very similar to the Honda Civic. It's made from 2006 to 2011, so just that kind of that generation of Honda Civic. They all look basically the same, and they're literally just Canada's Acura Civic. I've seen actually two or three of them already just in the last few hours, so I guess they sold relatively well here. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you the difference personally, but every time Gabe pointed out, I said, man, that's the most Canadian thing I've seen
yet. Yeah, it's very interesting to me. So, and then the micro fact is that if you see a Ford F-150 that says XTR on the side, that is a Canadian market F-150, because XTR, I believe, is only an option in Canada. That is only a trim level option in Canada. So those are my two little car facts of the day, Canadian edition.
Well, thank you very, very much, Gabe.
Dylan, do you happen to have a Roblox game for us today?
I do have a Roblox game for us all today. So there's been this game that I've been playing on Roblox, and I gotta say it's been problematic for me because it kind of prevents me from doing productive things while I'm at work. For legal reasons, I still get my work done. Please don't fire me. but it's a game called Collect All Pets, and it is a very, for those who do play Roblox, it's a very, simulator feel game. But for some reason, it doesn't really rely solely on monetization and pay to win compared to most simulators on Roblox, where it relies more on just general progression of the game and collection, hence the name Collect All Pets. And encourages a lot more exploration and, actual just playing the game rather than spending money. And it works a bit too well because I've been hooked on that game, I think, since like 2-3 weeks now.
Wow.
And yeah, it's the only reason I've stopped playing it is because I'm in Toronto.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And we have business to do in Toronto.
We have business. Serious business. Minions Rise of Gru comes out tomorrow.
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 Canada Day. Canada Day is when Minions Rise of Gru comes out. They had to know that. Yeah. Congrats, Canada.
Water break. Yeah, I can't wait. For us, it was either going to be Minions Rise of Gru or Lightyear, both
coming out around the same time.
Yeah, so
I think I want to see Lightyear personally. I already got it spoiled for me, so
seriously.
Watch out.
What's
the
spoiler?
Gosh. I'm not going to say on the podcast.
Oh, my fault.
I've heard that so far, like, Lightyear has been received not as well. Like, it's been received worse than Morbius.
No way.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Does he say it's Lightyear time?
I don't know.
Did he say it's Lightyear time? That's the spoiler, actually. He says that.
It's Lightyear time before he meets... It's like, Buzz, there's a new thing on the radar. I'm Dr. Michael Morbius.
It's buzzing time.
Buzzing time. Well, where does that lead us next, you boys? I think it only leads us to one thing left.
Uh-oh.
I think I know what you're talking about. Would that happen to be, what are the odds?
Best, worst part
of the
show. Gabe, you do a better job at explaining it. Let's do the honors for us, please.
Okay, so what are the odds is a combination of a bet and a dare. So one, a participant asks another what the odds are that they do a dare, and the other participant gets to set their own odds. The higher the number, the less likely they are to have to do it. So a third party counts from 3, 2, 1, and then the two participants say a number between 1 and the number they set, and if they say the same number, they have to do it.
Well, there you go. There's your explanation. Who would like to go first with their what are the odds?
Not me.
Dylan.
Oh, hi.
What are the odds you hit the worm?
These are hard floors, so I'll go ahead and say 57. Oh, and I think we should all preface this. While we are in Canada, we have added a brand new rule to what are the odds. So in the case where, I said 57, and Gunner said a number, and I said a number, and those numbers add up to 57, we have to redo the odds again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I will count down.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
34.
24 and 34.
They do not add up.
All right. I guess since it was me who left off, Ben.
Yes.
So, what are the odds that tomorrow for breakfast you have to make yourself an undercooked pancake?
Oh gosh.
So that's
a good one.
Just a slab of wet mix, basically.
Does he have to eat the entire thing? Or just does he just have to make it for himself?
I say about like a quarter or half pancake.
Okay.
If it's too bad, then you know you can spit it out, but
I think I'm going to say I'm gonna say 10.
Okay.
I'll go with 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. 3, 2, 1.
7.
Oh, if I said 3, we would have done it again.
Oh, I'm safe.
Alright. Well then, Ben, I think it goes to you.
Alright.
Do you have anything?
I haven't thought of anything.
Alright, Ben. What are the odds that you post on your personal Instagram a picture of you dropping it low before you leave the door?
Drop it to the floor
before you
leave
that
door.
So you have to post it as a post on your Instagram and leave it up for a week.
Oh no, that's so bad.
And the caption has to be, drop it to the floor before you leave the door.
Oh man. 30.
Okay.
30.
Okay, I'll count you guys down. 3, okay. 2, 1.
16.
Two. Oh. It only added up to 18.
I'm glad.
I want to give context, that's an inside joke from this trip, dropping it to the floor before you leave the door. It's literally exactly what it sounds like.
Funnily enough, that originated from another What Are the Odds we did.
So.
But nobody had to drop it to the floor before we left the door.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet.
Unfortunately. It's still, there's still 6 days. It can happen.
All right.
All right, I've got one.
Okay.
Dylan.
Oh, hi.
What are the odds that you have to give us a Family Guy impression of all the characters? Water break! So you have to give an impression. Give us an impression of each main Family Guy character, and each impression has to be at least 10 seconds.
Do they have to be doing like a certain thing?
Like no, just give us an impression.
Or you can have it be like a conversation.
Yeah.
Like Peter says something, and then like Meg responds.
I don't know. That sounds. I would say like five.
Five. Okay.
Like 3. 2, 1.
3. Oh, that was up to 5.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
4.
Yay!
Woo!
Okay.
Right. So what's the script going to be, Dylan?
Okay. I'm just going
to...
Right,
before you go... All
right. Yeah, you say something, then I have something to say, too.
Okay, I'm going to want all the five, or the, I think it's five,
it's
characters.
Chris, it's Peter, Lois, Meg, Chris, Stewie, Brian.
Okay, so do the 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for me to say something?
Yeah.
All right, so before we get into Dylan's impersonation or impressions of those Family Guy characters, if you could leave a like on this podcast or a comment if you're on YouTube or rate it if you're on Apple Podcasts. We are officially on Apple Podcasts as of this podcast. All of our podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts. So if you're listening to this on YouTube and you don't have Spotify, you can now listen to us on Apple Podcasts. So if you could rate us on Spotify, rate us on Apple Podcasts, give us a like and a comment on YouTube. That would be much appreciated. We're a very small podcast, so we could totally use it. Thank you very much.
All right. I need someone to, like, finger count me, like, count me down while I'm doing the impression so I don't
okay.
go over.
I got you, buddy, old
okay.
pal.
Okay, okay.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, Lois, where do you think I can find the spaghetti in the house? I'm craving some spaghetti and meatballs, Lois.
Peter, I don't know if there are any spaghetti and meatballs in the house. I might go to the store later and get some. Is that cool with you, Peter?
Mother? What in the bloody hell do you think you're doing? Do you not know what happened in back in 95? The spaghetti accident, Mother. I will violently murder you.
Stewie, that's, I don't think you should be doing that to your mother, Stewie. You know, she's pretty hot. You know, she's got some big hoo-has, you know?
But Brian, why do you keep saying that about my mom, Brian?
Who's that supposed to be?
Chris.
But Brian, you keep saying that about my mom. You can't be saying you know, the spaghetti accident and mom.
Is that supposed to be Meg?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I never watched Family Guy a day in my life, and I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either.
Well, that was great. Thank you very much, Dylan.
Give him a round of applause. Truly the next Seth MacFarlane.
We are going to get kicked out. Anyway.
Are we going to conclude with Gunner's odds?
Yes.
I just hit my odds. Still
did?
Oh, yeah.
Do the worm.
Do the worm.
Oh, yeah.
Who hasn't gone?
Well, Gabe and Gunner haven't received odds. It's just been you and I who've
received
them.
Yeah, you guys have been
doing them. Do we want to come up with things for Gunner and Gabe to do before we sign off? I mean, we've got time. Alrighty. Do you got anything?
Not at this second.
Let's see. Oh, I got one. Gabe.
Yeah.
What are the odds that the next time we have to drive somewhere, and this could be like anywhere, I don't know when that'll happen. If you see a pedestrian walking down the street,
where's this going?
You have to roll down the window and do the truck horn thing.
Oh, try to get them to honk their truck horn.
And do it for at least three pedestrians.
Wait, so people just walking?
Yeah, I have to go. I think that could be disrespectful.
Why?
I don't know. I don't. If I saw somebody doing that to me, I'd be like, what does that mean? Are you telling me to take out my honkers? Like, what?
Whoa!
I'm going to say 57.
All right.
Wow, okay.
3, 2, 1.
42.
Okay.
Four doesn't add up.
All right. What are your odds for me?
Then I think it's only fair you come up with yours.
Okay.
I mean, I can help you if you need it.
I'm thinking of something involving calling somebody.
Oh no.
It's 10:40.
We're still on Eastern time, which is very convenient.
Water break! Can you think of anything, Dylan? I don't really have anything.
I got one.
Go for it.
All right, so Gunner.
Yeah.
Very similar to how I asked Ben to eat it, to ask if what are the odds for an undercooked pancake. What are the odds for breakfast tomorrow you have to eat an overcooked pancake?
that's worse.
15? 15.
3, 2, 1.
6. 9.
That's 15. Oh. That's 15. All right. 3, 2, 1.
12. 15.
Dang.
Gunner sneaked out of that one by saying 15.
Hey, you leave me alone. I played the rules fair and square.
Yeah, you did.
Hang on a second. Gabe, did you just say sneaked?
Did I?
You did.
Yeah.
Isn't it snuck?
Oh,
you know what that means.
I got kicked off.
Dylan, get off of him.
No. No, I'm okay with it.
Whoa, boys, keep it PG. The podcast.
So, we talked about buying alcohol in this episode. We are one glass of wine and one hard cider into this.
Oh, not me. I'm 3 glasses of wine and 1 hard cider in.
Okay. Well, Ben and I are.
I haven't even finished the cider.
Yeah.
That's good.
I haven't finished the cider either.
I'm 1 Coke down, everyone.
Anyways, but remember, this is perfectly legal. The legal buying age in Ontario is 19.
I don't think they're concerned with that. But if you've noticed that we are being a little goofy.
A little wacky.
I think it's mostly placebo, because I don't drink. This is my first time ever drinking. That's probably why.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that will conclude this episode 9 of Reality with the Twist.
Yes.
Thank you for listening, and I'd like to repeat again what Gabe said. Please, please, please Rate us, give us some comments on YouTube, go check us out on Apple.
Mm-hmm. Apple Podcasts. Our episodes won't usually be like this. This is a short episode and a very silly episode.
Certainly a quirky one.
Yeah. Definitely a quirky one. All right.
Well, thanks again. I am Ben.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Gabriel.
And I'm Gunner.
And as the Canadians say,
hey.
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 We'll see you all later.